From an engineering perspective, it was basically, what's the problem and can we take it away? So the boat moves in all directions. If you take that away with a flight simulator type contraption, and basically the problem is gone, right? So you go from a stationary point to a stationary structure, which really caught on. So it's a great engineering thing to build. And from the industry perspective, it really opened up a completely new world of opportunity. So when you look at offshore wind, they do bump and jump. So they have these boats with a big rubber fender on the bow, and they just run into the ladder, and then you basically climb up, which works when the waves are small. In a Brunei, a Gulf of Mexico type situation, they use swing ropes. Basically, there's a Tarzan rope. People pick it up, swing across. And then, of course, there's the high end. We have helicopters landing on big decks, which requires a lot of features to make that possible and keep that safe. And now all of a sudden, you have a spider-like contraption that allows you to turn a boat that does containers or whatever transports, turn that into a hotel offshore. So people sleep on the vessel, and they can always, not hindered by wind and waves, walk across and do the work on the platform or on the wind turbine. So by inventing the Amplon system, we basically created an intermediate section there where everything is vessel-based. So the people sleep on the vessel, you have all your tools and stuff on your vessel, and you can do campaigns on offshore wind and oil and gas. And that was really, a niche in the market that did not exist, which now has grown into this big walk-to-work market sector.